Well, good morning. It is January 14th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Genesis 15, Matthew chapter 14, Nehemiah chapter 4, and Acts chapter 14. So let's get into the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 15 today. Genesis 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." And Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir." And then, behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir." And he took him outside and said, "Look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to them, "So shall your descendants be." And then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. And he said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it." And he said, "O Lord God, how may I know that I will possess it?" And so he said to him, "Bring me a three-year-old heifer, and a three-year-old female goat, and a three-year-old ram, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And then he brought all these to him, and cut them in two, and laid them half opposite the other. But he did not cut the birds. And the birds of prey came down upon the carcass, and Abram drove them away. Now, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, a terror and a great darkness fell upon him. God said to Abram, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterwards they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. And then in the fourth generation they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete." It came about, when the sun had set, that it was very dark, and behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a flaming torch which passed between these pieces. Now on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. And the Kenites, and the Kenzenites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaim, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite." That was Genesis chapter 15. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 this morning. Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the news about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. For when Herod had John arrested, he bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had been saying to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' And although Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded John as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and it pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. And having been prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist.' And although he was grieved, the king commanded it to be given because of his oaths and because of his dinner guests. And he sent and had John beheaded in the prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took away the body and buried it, and they went and reported to Jesus." Now, when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard this, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when he was ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and the hour is already late. And so send the crowds away that they may go into the villages to buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And ordering the people to sit down in the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up towards heaven, he blessed the food. And breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. And there were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. And immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. And after he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat is already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out on the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got on the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." And when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of the place recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding districts and brought to him all who were sick. And they implored him that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak. And as many as touched it were cured. That was Matthew chapter 14. Let's move on over to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4 this morning. Nehemiah chapter 4. Now, it came about when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became furious and very angry and mocked the Jews. And he spoke in the presence of his brothers and the wealthy men of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore it for themselves? Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones from the dusty rubble, even the burned ones?" Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was near him, and he said, "Even what they are building, if a fox should jump on it, he would break their stone wall down. Hear, O our God, how we are despised. Return their reproach on their own heads, and give them up for plunder in a land of captivity. Do not forgive their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out before you, for they have demoralized the builders." And so we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Now when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, and the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the repair of the wall of Jerusalem went on, and that the breaches began to be closed, they were all very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it. But we prayed to our God, and because of them we set up a guard against them day and night. And thus in Judah it was said, "The strength of the burden bearers is failing, and yet there is much rubbish, and we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall." Our enemies said, "They will not know or see until we come among them, kill them, and put a stop to their work." And when the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times, "They will come up against us from every place where you may turn," then I stationed men in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, the exposed places, and stationed the people and families with their swords and spears and bows. And when I saw their fear, I rose and spoke up to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your houses." And when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and that God had frustrated their plan, then all of us returned to the wall, each one to his work. From that day on, half the servants carried on the work, while half of them held the spear, the shield, the bows, the breastplates. And the captains were behind the whole house of Judah. And those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried burdens took their load with one hand doing the work, and the other holding a weapon. And as for the builders, each wore his sword girded at his side as he built, while the trumpeters stood near. And I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "This work is great and extensive, and we are separated on the wall far from one another. At whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us. Our God will fight for us." And so we carried on the work with half of them holding spears from dawn until the stars appeared. And at that time I also said to the people, "Let each man with his servant spend the night within Jerusalem, so that they may be a guard for us by night and a laborer by day." And so neither I, my brothers, my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me, none of us removed our clothes. Each took his weapon, even to the water. That was Nehemiah chapter 4. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14 for our final reading today. Acts chapter 14. In Iconium, they entered the synagogue of the Jews together and spoke in such a manner that a large number of people believed, both Jews and of the Greeks. But the Jews who disbelieved stirred up the minds of the Gentiles and embittered them against the brethren. And therefore they spent a long time there, speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who was testifying to the word of his grace, granting that signs and wonders be done by their hands. But the people of the city were divided, and some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles. And when an attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to mistreat and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and the surrounding regions. And there they continued to preach the gospel. And at Lystra, a man was sitting who had no strength in his feet, lame from his mother's womb, who had never walked. And this man was listening to Paul as he spoke, who, when he had fixed his gaze on him and had seen that he had faith to be well, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leapt up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they raised their voice, saying in the Laodicean language, "The gods have become like men and have come down to us." And they began calling Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priests of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gate and wanted to offer sacrifices with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their robes and rushed out into the crowd, crying and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men of the same nature as you, and preach the gospel to you, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In this generation, in the generations gone by, he permitted all the nations to go their own way. And yet he did not leave himself without a witness, in that he did good and gave you rains and from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Even saying these things with difficulty, they restrained the crowd from offering sacrifice to them. But the Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having won over the crowd, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. But while the disciples stood around him, he got up and entered the city. And the next day he went away with Barnabas to Derbe. And after they had preached the gospel to the city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, "Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God." And when they had appointed elders from them in every church, having prayed with fasting, They commended them to the Lord in whom they believed. And they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. And from there they sailed to Antioch. And from there they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had been accomplished. And when they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all things that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent a long time with the disciples. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 14th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. If you've missed a couple days, make sure to go back and watch those, and make sure to leave a comment or a reaction, and I will make sure to mark that down, because I do get the notifications when that happens, and so be sure to do that. But that said, thank you all so much. I hope that you're looking forward to the Lord's Day tomorrow. I am, and so make sure to do that. We're going to be starting a new adult Bible class tomorrow. That's going to begin at 9:15. Jeff Sanis is going to be teaching that, 10 Things Jesus Didn't Say, and Why We Shouldn't Believe Them, and so you won't want to miss that. We are also going to be offering our membership class for Eastford Baptist Church. So if you are a potential member or somebody who is interested in membership at Eastford Baptist, you can be sure to contact me. Or you can just show up at 9:15. We're going to have that that class in my study right here where I read the Bible every day. But that said, thank you all so much. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you so much, Lord, for examples that we have in Scripture. Lord, I thank you so much for that story of Peter and how he walked on the water to Jesus, but then when he got his eyes off of you, Lord, he began to fear and began to sink. And Lord, how true that is of me, Lord, how true that is of all of us, Lord, when we get our eyes off of you. Lord, so often I read that passage and it brings tears to my eyes because of how relatable I am to Peter. Lord, so often we have great faith and then, Lord, just so quickly get our eyes onto the scary things around us, and Lord, all of the different things that are going on, and Lord, we begin to sink. But Lord, we praise you that you're always there to pull us up, and Lord, I pray that you'd give us faith to be able to trust you day by day. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief today, Lord, I pray. And so, Lord, I pray that for myself especially today. But Lord, give us a good day in you. Pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.